The Road to Safety. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
For as farmers, we're doing everything we can to use every safety precaution so that we can get moved up and down the road safely.
Farmers like Eric Maupin of Dyer County and thousands of others across Tennessee are now right in the middle of perhaps the busiest time of the year, harvest season. And that means trucks, tractors, and other vehicles being moved or transported to fields to get their crops out. And this being National Farm Safety and Health Week, it's a good reminder for all of us to always be on the lookout for others sharing our roadways.
National Farm Safety and Health Week is one of the longest themed presidential proclamation weeks. Actually, FDR signed the first one back in 1944. What we're looking at with our theme this year is safety counts, protecting what matters. And that is the farm family, because there's nothing that a farmer values more than their family.
Dan Neenan is the director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety, and all this week they're trying to get this important message of safety out to our farmers, because unfortunately it's still one of the most dangerous occupations there is.
There were 479 fatalities in 2012, which averages out to be 22.2 deaths per 100,000 workers, which again made agriculture the most dangerous industry in the United States. So we've got a lot of work to do. You know, you take a look at it, the tractor is the single biggest cause of injuries and fatalities, whether that be rollovers, runovers, or PTO entanglements.
And again, these big tractors and trucks and combines are going to be more prevalent on our roadways this time of year. And Eric Maupin says everyone should be on the lookout and be mindful of the dangers.
We just need the public to know our equipment will only go 25 miles an hour down the road, and that's what causes the problem.
So think safety all the time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.